And we're back with Hugh and Joe on 96.3 WJJB.
Welcome back, Hugh and Joe. You can find us on social media. It is facebook.com/themorningjab. We're on X at Morning Jab, at Morning Jab. We'll get back to the sports talk in just a couple minutes, but first, our buddy Kai Adams from Sebago Brewing stopping by. Kai, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys.
How you been?
Good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah. Is weather ever going to stop or what? Holy smokes.
Well, it's good for brew pubs.
It's true.
People inside.
People want to go in and drink some beer. Tell us what's going on and what's new. You got the new IPA, right?
Yeah, we have. We launched a new IPA called Stratified. It's a delicious beer. I'm really, really loving drinking it. And it goes right alongside with all our other beers, which is awesome. And we also started a new brand called Mystic Cove. A little THC-infused non-alcoholic beverage, and that's been fun. So there's a lot of talk about Sebago and Mystic Cove and brands.
How much of a challenge is it to come up with something new? Because you've been doing this for a long time, and you've had so many different types of beer that come out. Does it get to be a challenge after a while to come up with something? Like with the THC, obviously that's new on the market.
Yeah, so from a beer standpoint, the hardest part is the name, because every name has already been taken.
Oh, I thought it was just drinking them all.
No, that's easy.
That's the easy part.
Yeah. So we come up with probably 80 or 90 different beers a year that usually go through the brew pubs, and most of our beer in the market is, you know, our IPA brands, but it's a lot. And so you kind of start with some R&D. So some of those beers that you come into the brew pub and taste are the R&D beers that will eventually come on board. To our lineup. That's how the Stratified sort of launched. The guys made a really nice beer with some Stratified extract hops, and Brad and Tim and I came down and tasted it in different times, and we're like, wow, that beer is awesome. So that's how you tell, you know, consumer and people tasting it and loving it. And then you got to come up with the brand and the artwork and the names, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot of marketing.
It is. It's fun. That's the creative process, and the brewers are fantastic with their creativity and their the imaginative ingredients. So that's awesome.
What is the state of beer drinking now? Because I hear that the younger people are moving away from beer, and some of the stuff that you get into with the THC. Yeah. Is that how you guys have to navigate and figure out what the market's calling for?
Absolutely, man. You have to listen to your customers. You have to see what those trends are. The Bev Elk has not shrunk. Mm-hmm. It's like this is the same amount of drinkers. It's what they're drinking is different, you know. And for newer drinkers, it's about flavor. It's not about beer, wine, whiskey, or vodka. It is what that flavor is, whether it's, you know, dragon fruit or pineapple or mango, and how that mixes with a wine, with a beer, with a beverage. So that's the unique part. And you gotta sort of listen and learn.
What is the state of the craft beer industry? Because we know Maine's sort of ground zero. I mean, there's a lot of people. It's become. I've talked to a lot of people who've been coming into the area. They're coming here for that reason, because of all the different beers there are in the immediate Portland area, but throughout the state.
Yeah. So our high water was 168 breweries. We still have 158.
Wow.
You know, and not everyone can make it, but. I feel like a lot of the smaller breweries that service their community and our community hub, those are the ones that are doing great. And some of the other breweries that have long-term relationships with their wholesalers and customers that have good distribution, those are the ones that are succeeding. And yeah, I have a lot of conversations with people about beer, and, you know, just listen to your customer. I think that's the biggest thing. And not be afraid to adapt.
But it still seems like it's thriving, to Joe's point. I have friends that are out of state, and every time they come, well, got to go to this brew pub, got to go to this one. So it's still doing well, right?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of brewers are proud of that fact, to be a part of the culinary scene throughout the whole state. I mean, all the regions have great breweries. So we're very lucky.
He's looking for a name. Hey, Morning Jab, beer with a punch.
That's true.
There it is. We got one right there.
We just marketed it for
him. We just did it.
Can you just do a quick search?
And I know how it could be marketed. I'm just saying.
Do a quick search. Make sure it already isn't being made somewhere.
That's
like
true.
Oklahoma.
That's true. What's a beer you thought would be good, and you guys made it, and we're like, this is disgusting?
There have been a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be honest. And it really, some people love it, some people don't. Like, if you use a certain hop and it tastes like onions, mm-hmm. like, some people like the oniony sure. or garlicky flavor yeah. of those hops.
Some people like sour beers, some people right. don't. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it's really about what people like and taste.
On the other side, has there been a beer that's taken off? You said, this is never going to work.
Stratified has really exceeded our expectations.
Really?
And it is a modern, non-hazy IPA, and I love it. And it's 7.5%. It's a little bit more than the average, but I think people really enjoy that.
Well, you got Mother's Day coming up this weekend, so you guys will be open, yeah. ready to rock and roll?
Yep, we got the special menus at each location. That's always fun. And, you know, we had this awesome derby event at the brewery last week. We had like 150 people in wow. the brewery watching it. It was fun. Had a great time.
Were you decked out? Did you have your hat on and everything?
Yeah, there was a hat contest, and it was fun.
Nice.
That's connecting with the community right there.
And most importantly, Joe, you brought us beer. So
well, yeah, that's I brought you thing. Some that's back the in the day.
Thing right and there. It's going to rain this weekend. So
what else are you going to do?
Yeah. Two birds with one stone.
What else are you going to do? All right, Kai, good to see you, bud.
Thanks, guys.
That's Kai Adams from Sebago Brewing. We'll take a break. It's Shu and Joe here at 96.3.